inside. Hallelujah. You provide the fire. Oh, I'll provide the sacrifice. You provide the spirit. Oh, and I will open up inside. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up. Hallelujah. You provide the fire. Oh, and I'll provide the sacrifice. You provide the spirit. Oh, I will. I will open up inside. Hallelujah. You provide the fire. Oh, and I'll provide the sacrifice. You provide the spirit. Oh, I will open up inside. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up. Oh, God. You provide the fire, oh, and I provide the sacrifice, hallelujah. You provide the spirit, oh, I will open up inside. Fill me God. Fill me up, God. Feel me, God. Feel me up. Hallelujah. Feel me up, God. Feel me up, God. Feel me up, God. Hallelujah. You provide the fire. I provide the sacrifice. Yes. You provide the spirit, oh Lord, and I will open up inside. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up. Hallelujah. Till I overflow. Hallelujah. I just want to run over. I just want to run. Hallelujah. Fill me up, God. Till I overflow. Hallelujah. Fill me up, God. Hallelujah. Till I overflow, hallelujah, yeah. Fill me up, oh hallelujah. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Maybe today you're in need. Possibly that you have some empty places in your life right now. Maybe there's a deep ache in you within your soul that no one knows about. Be encouraged today. Be encouraged today that your God is able to abundantly fill you fill those empty places and meet the needs that you have. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Till I overflow, I want to flow over. I want to flow over. Fill me up, hallelujah. Till I overflow, I want to run over. I want to flow over. Fill me up. Until I overflow, I want to run over. I want to run over. Fill me up. Hallelujah. Until I overflow, I want to run over. I want to run over. Fill me up. Until I overflow, I want to run over. I want to run over. Fill me up. Until I overflow, I want to run over. I want to run over. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You provide the fire. Oh, and I'll provide the sacrifice. You provide the spirit. Oh, and I will open up inside. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Hallelujah. Fill me up until I overflow. I want to run over. I want to run over. Fill me up. Come on. Until I overflow, I want to run over. I want to run over. Come on. Come on and worship him today. Hallelujah. Fill me up. Until I overflow, I want to run over. I want to run over. Every voice say, I want to run over. Yes, fill me up. Hallelujah. Until I overflow, I want to run over. I want to run over. Fill me up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Fill me up, Lord. Fill me up, Lord. Fill me up, Lord. Hallelujah. Rita, are you there this morning? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Our hearts are overflowing, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for a good night's sleep. Father, we thank you that you had your angels encamped around about us as we slept. And, Lord, we thank you for Minister Roslyn, who let us know in your word, Lord, that you have filled us, that you have filled us up, and that we want to be filled with you, Lord. We want to be filled with your goodness, your mercy, your kindness, your love. We want to be filled with forgiveness in our hearts, Lord. So fill us up, Lord. Thank you for using her in a mighty way this morning, Lord. Continue to bless Minister Rosalind's day as she ministers in the way that you have given her. Lord, we thank you for this master's call. We thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you, Lord, for filling them up with the knowledge, Lord, for filling them up with the stability, oh God, to keep on pushing in the midst of storms as they kept this TMC call going. Father, bless them indeed. We thank you, Lord, for our mothers, Mother Josie, Mother Oliver, Mother Blackwell, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the spiritual leaders that they have been to all of us. Father, we thank you for the nuggets of truth they give. Fill them up, Lord. Hush. Thank you, Lord, for the speaker who will bring the word this morning. We thank you for filling them up, Lord, that we can receive it. Father, we thank you for using them. Now bless them indeed. We thank you for each and every family member who has joined us on this call this morning, Lord. Oh, God, we check everything at the door that would just try to distract us. Lord, thank you for filling us up this morning, Lord, with your precious love. Oh, we love you, Lord. And we only seek to please you and only you. Now, God, we bind Satan in Jesus' name. Defuse him, oh God, and all of his cohorts of anything that would prevent this call from going forth. For this call, Lord, we've been filled up, and nothing can come between it. We give you praise and call it done in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, my TMC family, it has been an absolute pleasure to greet you this morning. As I always say, from my heart to yours, you just have to know that I love me some you. Be blessed. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for seated and greeting everyone this morning with the joy of the Lord in your heart, in your spirit, man, and opening us up with that powerful, powerful prayer this morning. And it comes to mind that we will enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise, being thankful for him and blessing his holy and righteous name. For God is our God. He is the Lord, and his mercy is everlasting. And his truth endures through all generations. Thank you so much again, Minister Roslyn, for allowing God to use you this morning. And we have been filled. Fill us up, Lord, until we overflow. And we thank you, thank you, thank you for allowing God to use you this morning. Good morning, TMC family. This is Brenda Terrell residing here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs. And I, along with Minister Willa, say welcome to the Master's Call. It started back in October 2010 with our wonderful co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And saying yes to the Master, they stood on God's Word, Psalm 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Our mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers each and every day as they come to this call. And we're glorifying God because he has allowed us to have a website that we can go to anytime, 24/7, and get a word from God. That website is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. And you'll notice the bios of our speakers. And as I mentioned, the messages have been archived there. Now, our theme this year is in 2020, with supernatural eyes of faith in us and through us. The evidence of greater works must be released and seen. Now, many of you might say, you know, I always wanted to be a part of a great ministry, and this is your time, this is your hour, and this is your opportunity, where you could come and be a part of this wonderful ministry. You can greet, as Minister Willa did so wonderfully, or you can host, which is what I'm doing. You do it in your own respect. And then you may even have a word from the Lord that God has given you. We definitely want to be a part to share what God has given to each and every one of us. So send your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, yours truly, will contact you. Now, you can also send your prayer requests as well as your praise reports. And we'll be all in awe and blessed to say, yes, we will share with you whatever God has for you. Now, we also have our prayer requests and praise reports that you can share with us on Fridays, verbally, after the first half of the call. So you can dial in and do so now, then. Now, what we have is Artist International, which is the company that brought us all together. It is the wonderful health and wellness company, and it is Artist Life now, and we're so thankful to God that we definitely have the best products in the world. Get with the person that invited you to this call, and they'll be more than happy to share more information with you. Now, with that, there's a morning motivational call that's happening every Monday through Friday right after this call to give you more information on those products. And today is Presidential Tuesday with Manager Deborah Smith being the host there. And that number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND. And then if you need a bypass number, just in case your company wants to charge you, that bypass number is 716-293-9707. That's 716-293-9707. Well, as Minister Willa had mentioned, today is day 38 of our fast, and we are so thankful to God for what he is doing in our lives, and we are decreeing and declaring in prayer the manifestation of the goals and dreams we have written down. And we use Habakkuk 2:2-4, that you can read to validate what we are praying for today. I'm going to get out of the way and introduce a phenomenal speaker that has been bringing forth messages from on high. And while we're in this fast, God has been downloading some information to help us endure and help us sustain. And this woman of God is a co-founder of this wonderful call. She is a speaker that has been called to proclaim the word of God wherever she goes. She was the first ambassador for the Artist Health and Wellness Company. She, as I mentioned, is a co-founder of the Master's Call. She has two wonderful adult children that she loves, and she also adores her five grandchildren. We call her Queen Super Fantastic, the woman of God who stands on God's word. And with that, I'm introducing to some, presenting to others, our one and only Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton. Are you there, Dr. P.K.?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. The floor is yours. Take it away.
Good morning. Good morning, our dear Prayer General, Minister Brenda Terrell. Thank you so much for that wonderful short introduction. Thank you. I appreciate you so much. You just don't know how much I do love and appreciate you. I thank God for, ooh, Lord, got to help me this morning. Ooh, thank you, Jesus, God, thank you. Thank the Lord for our greeter, my prayer warrior, and my prayer partner, Minister Willa. I thank God for you and that anointing that the Lord has released upon your life. I thank God for you today. And Lord, that Minister Rosalind, what can I say about fill me up? As she is going on to work, she is still worshiping and magnifying God. And you just don't know what you've done for me this morning and what God is doing. God is an awesome God. Let me just get right there and just thank each and every one of you. Thank God for my own sister and co-founder, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. I thank God for you today. And as my husband, late husband, would say, kiss Mother Joseph for me and let her know that we love her. And so this morning, I tell you, it's going to take the Lord himself to give me strength to do what I got to do today, for real. And this is why. On Sunday morning, as I was coming out of my sleep, I got this call that says, God woke me up this morning with you on my mind and says, I need to give you this word. I said, well, let me wake up real good. If God gave you a word for me, I should really want to hear it, and I want to hear it well. And the word was, PK, you are continuing to minister from an empty cup. However, God wants to fill you up. And each and every time he gives you just a little, you get up and give that out. But he wants to fill you up until you overflow. He wants you to minister not from a half full cup or even a filled cup. He wants you to minister from the salsa, that the cup sits on, and that is from the overflow. So you know this morning for this word, and then came right back, gave it to me a second time in the sermon on Sunday, and then this morning gives it to me a third time. God, I need you today to fill me up until I overflow. Hey, glory, I bless your name. I say yes to your Lord. God is asking us to say yes to his infilling as we are going through this fast. And I say, God, now we've been fasting. We've emptied ourselves. He says, yes, you've emptied yourselves physically, some of you have, and you've emptied yourself of some of the things that you really love doing and love eating, but you have not truly come and emptied yourself. And then you come still empty and not even know that you are empty. Oh, Lord, this is not even what I got on the paper, but I got to go here. You are empty because you have given out. You have given and given. You've prayed and prayed and ministered and ministered. But you have not stopped to eat at my table. You have nibbled from my table. You have selected what you want to eat from my table. But you have not stopped to fill yourself up from my table. God, in the name of Jesus, forgive us today for not recognizing and not knowing. But now that you have dropped the scales from our eyes and unstopped our ears so that we can see, hear, and know the need of being filled, hallelujah, glory to God. And he gave me another analogy. He says that, PK, because you are a giver, you love giving, you love giving. And I have some givers on this phone. I have some stingy folks on this phone. And okay, God, I thank you. You always come back and jerk me back in. We have some reserve givers on this phone, people who give out of, quote, unquote, what they know they need to give. God could come today and say, give all. They wouldn't give. They'd still be looking and not hearing. But he says, you're a giver. I'm talking about me this morning. Let me talk about me, and then I'm going to get to this word and going to give you a little today. But he says, you're a giver, and because you're a giver, you have given out. You have given out. You don't even recognize that your cup really is empty, girl. And I will give you a dollar, and you will give it away. You don't even think about it. That's not good stewardship. And then you look at those who don't give, who are reserve givers, and turn your nose up. There is a balance in this life, says the Lord to all of us today. Hiya, glory to God. I want you to start saving as I am giving to you, PK. I'm talking to you, so that you give not out of necessity, meaning out of what you need to take care of yourself, but you give out of your overflow. It's not going to hurt you to give. You don't even have to think about how you're going to get this back before you have given it out. You give it because you can. Give out of your overflow. If I could just take another sermon this morning, it would be give out of your overflow. Self-care is absolutely necessary for you to give out of your overflow. Those of us who are in the ministry of caring for others give out of necessity, out of what we need, as opposed to out of the overflow. We need rest, but we don't take time to rest because we say we don't have time. But I'm here to tell you that life will call you to a place where you don't have anything but time.
I have a cousin on yesterday who has double mastectomy, and she's a close one. Yes, she's the one that I could just pick up the phone and call, and she would come and decorate when I was there at the Joy Retreat because that was her gift. I could call and say, let's get up and go, and she would come and go. She never would stop. She just wouldn't stop. She always had to be doing something. That's me. That's you. Gotta be doing something. Stop, said the Lord, on this morning so I can fill you up. Yeah, this is the 38th day of the fast. My question was, God, how long it's going to take you to fill us up? Look at me. Yeah, you too. This is the 38th day, Lord. You ain't got two more days. Fill me on up. Come on, because I got to get up and get up and get up and get going. No, no. Let us stop. Let us stop. God, show me how to stop. How long I need to stop. Where do you want me to stop? Stop. Rest. Listen. And I will give you instructions, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus on this morning. Fill me up until I overflow. I want to run over. I need to run over, Lord. So fill me up. Lord, I thank you. Bless the name of Jesus until I overflow. I want to run over. On yesterday, ooh, glory to God, we went to the scripture in Matthew 4, beginning with the first verse. Here it talks about Jesus in the wilderness of fasting. He had been there for 40 days. We are on the 30th day of our 40-day fast, and I know many of us are so excited. It is coming to the end of this fast for us. But I believe that God has something more for you. You can take your pen out of Thursday, because I believe that God is calling you to a place still where he can fill you up until you overflow. Because you are beginning to be empty. You are beginning to see, I'm beginning to see my need of being filled up. Not recognizing that I was on empty for real. I said it, but not really recognizing what it really, really meant. And so I thank God on today that as I look at this wilderness experience of Jesus, as I am looking at my own wilderness experience, God is telling me that it is not the wilderness. It is not the wilderness. You can go over there and read it. I'm not going to read it again. I was going to read it again, but I'm not going to read it again. I'm just going to tell you, just go on and read Matthew 4, 1 through 11 one more time. It is not the wilderness that is the enemy. It's not the wilderness. It's not the difficulties that distract us that's really the enemy. It's not the things that will cause us to ignore the real danger in the wilderness. It is, I want you to know, the devil himself. We have a real enemy. Like a hungry lion who wants to kill you while you're in the wilderness. He wants more than just your death. He wants your worship. Glory to God. And as I realize, we need the worship of God to fill our cups. Yes, I just felt, my sister, I just felt Vanessa saying, girl, you're over the place, you're over the place. Yes, yes, yes. I've got to go there. We've got to understand what we really need while we are in the wilderness so that we can fill our cup. The devil himself, who has over 40 names in the scripture, including Satan, Lucifer, the prince of darkness, the evil one. Here in this scripture, the tempter, you know, it describes him on the one hand, but God knows we need to know that the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He doesn't want us to have anything, you guys. He doesn't want you to have anything at all. But the thing that he knows that you cannot have, you absolutely cannot do in order to be victorious, is worship God. He comes to steal your worship. Ooh, glory to God. I recognize that this morning as Sister Roslyn was coming forth with, fill me up, God. I haven't cried out that song. Hallelujah, glory to God. How many of you cried it out? How many of you sang it out? How many of you rang it out? Oh, glory. Fill me up, God. Fill me up. What is your worship? How are you worshiping him even here in the midst of your wilderness experience? How have you worshiped him? Can we sing God's songs in this strange land? David asked. Can we sing? How can we sing the songs? How can we sing songs of Zion in this place when I'm hurting so, feeling defeated? How can I sing the songs of worship? Well, you may not be able to, but I promise you, if you put on the tape and let our own ministers, our own psalmists sing to you, hallelujah, it will bring you into a place of worship whereby you can be filled. Minister Tiffany will sing and worship. Hallelujah. The benefit of that period of worship in the morning is so important. It fills us up. It starts the filling process. But you've got to keep it going yourself. You've got to keep it going yourself. You've got to. You all in the wilderness. In the wilderness, we prepare for battle. Here, we prepare for battle. The 40 days is symbolism of what we are supposed to do on a continuous basis, is getting us ready by fasting for 40 days. Yes, yes, yes. That's preparing us. But we need to know that the enemy is forever. He is always. He's not ever present like our God. I need you to know that he doesn't have all power. Our God does. But that joker, he doesn't rest. I tell you that one thing. And he doesn't have a real big, large playbook. He keeps doing the same old thing, keep bringing you the same old issue over and over and over again. Keep telling you, you can't give up on sweets. Sweets and sugar, that's the killer. That's the main thing God told me on yesterday. I put it out there on my Facebook, found this little article that you need to look at, and because God has worked on me with this sugar thing, doing this fast for real. I love grapes. He said grapes got a lot of sugar in it, girl. Sit back on it, pull back on the grapes. God will talk to you as he is preparing you. This time of fasting is letting us know that God wants us to be prepared for the battle. And we are frontline soldiers. We sang in church on Sunday, we are soldiers in the army of the Lord. And then I am a soldier. And as we recognize the fact of who we are and what our duties are on this battlefield, oh, man, it will let us we don't have to worry about turning this plate down. So this sermon on this 40-day fast of Jesus is preparing us for a life of fasting so that we will understand how important it is for us to continue to go to God on periodic basis so that we not minister from empty cups, but we will minister from our overflow. I've got to stop you all because God himself is letting us know this morning that the journey we on is not a journey whereby we get to 40 days and just stop and just go back to our old ways. But good God of mercy, he's preparing us for something so much better than we could ever have thought or imagined. Fill our cups, Lord. Come on and take it over, Minister Brenda. I can't finish it this morning. I just have to come back.
Well, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Thank you so much, Dr. PK, for allowing God to use you with that powerful message. As we may be in the wilderness, but hallelujah, we're not by ourselves. Thank you so much. And I will call you back to close us out with the benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. Oh, Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Father, you have set your glory above the heavens, and we thank you. We thank you, Lord, that as we sit at your feet and come to realize, Father God, that it's in you that we live, we move, and have our very being. And Lord, you said in your word that you will anoint our heads with oil until our cup overflows, until it runs over. So we thank you, Father, for the double portion of your anointing upon our woman of God this morning who poured out this morning. We thank you, Father, for overflowing her cup at this very hour. We thank you, Lord God, that you have shaped her and filled her and empowered her in such a manner, Father God, that we, your people, that are called by your name, are blessed in every aspect of our lives. We thank you, Father God, that by the word of God, we're decreeing and declaring that all who have been challenged with their health are healed by the blood of the Lamb. No weapon formed against them will prosper. We thank you, oh God, that we are coming together, two or three, touching and agreeing and believing, Lord God, that you are touching and comforting those that are going through bereavement at this hour. We thank you, oh God, that you are our God. And we are your people, and we have been called by your name to bless your name. And we give your name glory. We give your name praise for what you're doing in this hour, in this season. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, TMC family, awesome, awesome message you want to share with somebody. That playback is 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. The PIN is 957-677-POUND. And then the New Morning Motivational Call next, Presidential Tuesday, with Manager Deborah Smith hosting, 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN, 294-617-POUND. And we thank you again, Minister Roslyn, for allowing God to use you. Ushered us in. Yes. Fill us up, God, and we thank God for filling you and giving you a double portion. Thank you again, Minister Willa, for seating and greeting everyone this morning with the love of the Lord in your heart, and Pastor Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton. We can't say enough for what God is doing in your life and through you. Thank you for the message. Would you please come and close us out with a benediction?
Oh, holy God, we thank you right now for an indwelling that is filling each of us up until we overflow. And God, as you do so, please allow your grace, mercy, and peace to rest, rule, and abide in our hearts so that we will be lights in this world of darkness exemplifying who you are. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, God. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out and live a super fantastic day, TMC family. I love you. God bless you.